Right now, we are going to go to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line and noted Kansas City Chiefs fan, the St. Louis County Executive Director and or County Executive and Doctor Sam Page joins us on 101 ESPN. You are a Chiefs fan, right?
You bet. Long history of Chiefs.
Yeah, well, congratulations. And thanks for joining us again. We always like to get information from you, Dr. Page. First thing here, as we sit here at 5:13 on March 30th, what's the most important salient piece of information you have for the citizens of St. Louis County?
Well, we really need to step up our commitment to social distancing. That's what's going to stop the spread of the virus in our community and give our hospital systems a chance to build the capacity they need and allow us to get the infrastructure we need to take care of people.
How are the hospitals currently?
Well, they're working well together. They're planning. They're expanding their capacity. They're working with our state emergency leaders to look at ways to offload and take care of patients out who are not critically ill, who don't need ICUs, to take care of them in other settings and other locations. And that's really the main part of the plan, is to allow the hospitals to take care of the sicker patients that need ICUs and need ventilators, and allow the patients who don't need that kind of care to be cared for in another setting. And they're working on those plans now.
So projecting ahead a week or two or even longer, is the feeling that there are enough supplies for local hospitals?
No, we don't have enough PPE, and looking down the road, and we're going to be working hard to get it. Honestly, the hospitals are doing everything they can to conserve the protective equipment that they have, and that's why it's so important that we continue to redouble our efforts to purchase PPE, to donate PPE, to find PPE for our doctors and nurses to have it when they take care of these sick patients. And that's why it's so important to not be using the surgical masks when we're out in the public. Just to have. We really need to save those for the hospitals.
If somebody does have access to donate, where should they go?
Well, the best way is the stlcorona.com webpage. That's where all of your questions should be answered. If you have a question that isn't answered, let us know and we'll try and get something up about it. But that is has information about donating materials, and we can make sure that it gets passed on to the hospitals. All of the health systems have their own website and their own web presence and information how to donate materials there as well.
Dr. Page, as you drive around and from the reports you get, how do you feel that residents of the area are doing in terms of social distancing?
Well, I think we're getting there. We're obviously in a much different place than we were 2 weeks ago or even a week ago. The streets are much quieter. And you see a lot of businesses that are, have minimal traffic if they're an essential business or that they're closed. And it's, we understand this is a tremendous hit on our economy, and we're really going to have a good plan to get everything back and running again when we get to the other side of this. But we still can take some extra steps. We hear reports of crowding at some of our parks. We really need to respect these social distance guidelines, whether we're indoors or outdoors. And our legal department is reviewing a list of complaints about businesses that are still open and shouldn't be.
Dr. Page, and maybe it's just me scrolling past the same idiots over and over again on Facebook, but I keep seeing people say, I feel fine, I don't have any symptoms, my life shouldn't change. It is crazy at this point to believe just because you feel fine that you are fine. You feel, or these symptoms are there. You are contagious far before you feel symptoms, correct?
Well, we know that. There was a story in a Los Angeles newspaper this morning about a Washington State choir practice where 60 people got together 3 weeks ago for a choir practice. Everyone felt fine, and now 45 of them are sick with the coronavirus, and two of them died. And, we really have to take this crowding seriously, and we have to take social distancing seriously. You can certainly spread the virus around a couple of days before you become symptomatic and you don't know it. And even people with mild symptoms can pass this on to someone else. And even if you're young and healthy and you feel like you want to take a chance, because young and healthy folks have a better chance, it really is irresponsible to spread this virus around in the community, to overwhelm our hospitals with sick patients, to challenge our hospitals to take care of patients who have the coronavirus and also patients who present on a regular basis with many other medical problems.
from a factual standpoint, is there anything about this virus or its spread or anything relating to it that you know now that you did not know 2 weeks ago?
Well, we still have a lot to learn. This virus really is in our country only about 3 months and only about four months old and some change in the world. So we still have a lot to learn about it. It's a lot of time before we have a vaccine. But we know that it spreads quickly. We know that older folks or people with chronic medical problems are more susceptible. And we know more than ever that social distancing works. And it's the most responsible thing we can do in the community is to stay 6 feet apart and don't go out of your home unless you need to be out of your home.
Dr. Sam Page, the executive of St. Louis County, is with us on 101 ESPN, getting the latest on the coronavirus. And Dr. Page, we see nationally and we see that in New York, they're waiting for a peak and they're able to project. Do you have any projections on a peak in St. Louis County?
Well, we're looking at that modeling now. We're working with our public health officials and our hospital systems are really working hard to understand that question and be prepared. I do think we're a couple of weeks away here in St. Louis County, maybe a little bit more. It just depends on how far we can push that back by responsible social distancing. The farther we push that peak back, the flatter it gets and the easier it is for our healthcare facilities to manage the surge that we know we're going to get. And it's very important that we spread this impact of this virus out over time, measured in months or maybe even a year, to spread it out so it doesn't hit us all at once. And if we can do that, then we can relax some of this social distancing and get a more robust testing environment and change the way we are reacting to this virus.
Is there such a thing currently, Dr. Page, as a best-case scenario? I mean, is there anything that we can look at and say, all right, well, that's our little glimmer of sunshine we're shooting for?
Well, the best-case scenario is to push back the peak of the impact of the patients who are going to be sick and to flatten out the curve and to not overwhelm our health system. And the more time we can buy in the impact of patients who are sick and into the health system, the more time we have to look at other drugs that might work, to develop a vaccine that could help us, and to learn more about this very, very new virus.
And again, we just have to go back to staying at home with your family. The best way to avoid that bar going up, the curve going up, is to stay away so that you know you aren't around people that have the coronavirus so that you can't get it.
Yeah, that's right. And be patient. This is a completely new medical problem and public health threat that our country is just now learning how to deal with. We certainly have shortage of critical needs of personal protective equipment, of testing supplies, of medical supplies, and bear with us as we work very hard to bring those into St. Louis and to make sure we can take care of everyone. And we also have to put this in perspective. Our country has been challenged many times over several decades with significant threats, and we're a very resilient community. We're a very resilient country, and we'll find a pathway through. We have to manage it in the most responsible way possible.
Are the towns in this region getting the help from the outside they need?
Well, we don't have everything we need, that's for sure. I can tell you that our emergency operations center, the state government, our health systems, our local governments are all working night and day, scouring the country and the world for the medical supplies that they need, and they're buying everything they can get and trying to get our supply lines together moving forward. In the meantime, we're conserving all of our protective equipment. We're reusing it if it's appropriate, if we can, and we're just trying to use our scarce resources in the best way possible.
Can you take us a little bit deeper into the idea of the purchasing equipment? Because from everything that you're saying and everything that I've read and heard, I mean, it seems like the wild, wild west here when it comes to acquiring these things.
Well, absolutely. We're competing with places all over the country. And, you know, we're competing aggressively. We need these supplies and we need to get them here as promptly as possible. And we're going to do that. But we also need to minimize the impact of the virus in our community and push that back down the calendar as far as possible, push the peak back as far as possible and try and flatten out the curve so it doesn't overwhelm our system. And that means everybody doing the part, everybody making the sacrifice of not being out unless they need to be, respecting social distancing and avoiding crowds.
Are we getting closer to having enough testing? Because my understanding is that would go a long way to helping this if we knew exactly who had it.
That's absolutely what we need. And there's a massive effort in our country to make more tests, to produce more tests, and to get them shipped out. We're not there yet. We're competing with places all over the country. We're getting just enough tests in to keep up with doctors and nurses and people in the hospital who are really sick. And our first responders, but we'd like to be able to expand that out into the general population for people who have symptoms and are otherwise healthy. And we get enough tests to do that, then we can test people, we can isolate the folks that test positive and open up the community for everyone else and loosen some of these restrictions. But we can't do that until we get a more robust testing environment.
And Dr. Page, one last thing from me. It hit home for us last week when the voice of the Blues, John Kelly, the TV voice of the Blues and one of our teammates, tested positive. And at some point, everybody's going to know somebody that tests positive, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think everyone will know somebody personally. We've been anticipating over the next year that this could affect up to 20% of our population, maybe more. It depends on how responsible we are as a community with social distancing. It's very important that 20% is spread out over time, over a year, as long as possible to minimize the impact on our health system.
Dr. Sam Page, the county executive, it is National Doctors Day. Thanks for taking some time and enjoy this National Doctors Day as much as you can. Appreciate it, sir. Have a good one. Take care. That is Dr. Sam Page. He is the county executive joining us here on 101 ESPN. Good information once again, stlcorona.com, if you'd like more information about what is happening in St. Louis County. Next up, get your texts into the Air Comfort Service text line 65780. We've got the Sports Six Pack coming your way on 101 ESPN.